Today is Monday, July 8th, 2024. My name's Daniel. Welcome to The Geeky Gay. This is the show where Adam talks about his life 5 days a week, and you listen. A little bit lax on my diction there. Geeky Gay. Geeky Gay. Have to warm up my muscles there. July 8th, as I said before, is National Video Game Day. It's also International Town Criers Day. And National Blueberry Day. Not to mention also International Dance Like a Chicken Day. So hopefully you are out celebrating those things today. I still feel like maybe I should tell you tomorrow's day of, because some of you aren't going to listen to this until the end of the day, and you will have missed all of the fun of Dance Like a Chicken Day. So I realize, by stepping into the shoes of one Adam Burns and doing this show, means that there are a percentage of you who have already left. You've already gone. It's all right. Goodbye. And that's fine. I get that. And you know, That's just the breaks, right? Not everybody can like everything. If everyone liked Ford, Chevy would be out of business. And I'm perfectly fine with that. But there was something that happened on the Big Fatty program where someone called it. Now, you have to understand, I mean, I'm sure all of you know who Big Fatty from Big Fatty Online is, but every show that he did in June, he used Adam and I as the opening to his show. So the bit on his show is that he starts the show off with a clip from another podcast where they mention him. That's really the only requirements. And we happen to be one of the podcasts that actually talks about him. So, but here's the thing. July 1st, we get a phone call. We don't get a phone call. Fatty gets a phone call from Faye Driver, who's basically like shit talking the fact that it's torture for him to listen to Adam and I. And, you know, he wish he would go jump off a cliff and die. Now, granted, you know, the Faye Driver has always felt that way about me. However, and I have no fucking clue why. I was just like, we didn't do this. It's like, you know, it's one thing to get pissed at me for doing a show or for saying something, whatever. But wait, be mad at Fatty. Don't be mad at me. It's like, Fatty's the one that put us on the show. We didn't do it. We didn't pay him. We didn't ask him to do it. I mean, we kind of expected it would happen because we do talk about him an awful lot. It's like I don't know how to podcast or something. I scrape the microphone with my beard. It's crazy. Okay, so there's a couple of things that I have to do for each of these shows because Adam loves to give out assignments and to, you know, make sure that people do work. I don't know, it's a project manager thing, or excuse me, a product owner thing. So I want to do this real quick just to, I have not listened to this yet. This is a recording that came in from Adam, and it's simply titled Day One. So, if you guys remember, he said he was going to send a recording on what he was doing on the ship. So this would have been Day One. By the way, I got this yesterday. Today is Sunday that I'm recording this, Sunday evening, and I got this yesterday. So it's not, I've already got Day Two. So it's like, I feel like maybe I should just throw this away. It's kind of like, do you listen to pre-recorded shows? Like, I feel like there's just something wrong with pre-recorded shows. Like, all last week, Adam did his show, but they were all recorded one right after the other. And I knew that. You know what I'm saying? So every day when I'm listening, I just can't help but thinking, it's like, yeah, but you just finished recording like 5 seconds ago. I don't know. It's me. It's probably just me. But hey, let's listen to Adam. Do we have a sound effect or something to kick this off from the ship?
Hey, everybody. Just checking in from the cruise. It is Saturday, and it's about 11:35 p.m. here in... Well, I don't know. We're in the middle of the ocean, so I don't know where we're at, but... We're going to be in Bergen, Norway tomorrow.
Not like on the TV.
And we've had a good time. I'll fill you guys in when I get back onto the details, but just a little preview. Tonight we had the chef's table, and there was plenty of wine. I don't really know about the food at this point. But there was plenty of wine, and we sat next to a couple of Gen Zers who thought I looked 32. And that's all that matters. So so we had a chef's table. We had a day at sea. And tomorrow we have a day in Bergen. Uh-huh. And I'll try to fill you guys in a little bit more. But I wanted to say hi. Hope you're enjoying Daniel. And I'll try to fill you in every day a little bit.
Right,
so,
a little bit. Just a little
anyway,
bit.
Anyway, that's it. Bye. You're not going to reach my telephone.
We're sorry. The number you have reached is not in service at this time.
Okay, well, thank you, Adam. What does he mean he doesn't know about the food? Like, plenty of wine at the chef's table, he doesn't know about the food? So far, I have so many questions. Does that mean that he didn't like the food at the chef's table? Or that at the time he made that recording, he was too drunk to remember what he had at the chef's table? I mean, they're not cheap. I'm going to say that right now. Anyway, so before we got sidetracked by, you know, the actual person whose show this is talking to us, we were talking about how people were upset. Well, not people. A person was upset that we were on the front of the Big Fatty program for the entire month of June. Speaking of Fatty, I had Big Fatty as my guest filling in for Adam on the Gay Mix this week. So I have not edited it yet. I will be doing that right after I finish recording this. But I don't have to. We're not doing video this week, so it should be pretty fast. So hopefully you will have the Gay Mix available to you even before you have this episode of The Geeky Gay available to you, because of the way that Adam releases, it doesn't go out till 10 a.m. in the morning, and I do the Gay Mix as soon as it's done. Anyway, the point is, I had Fatty on the mix this week as a guest host, kind of, you know, I mean, Fatty's been around in this podcasting world for decades, and I feel like people have already asked him every question that you would think to ask him, right? You know, like, pretty much we all know about Fatty for the most part, right? Or you can find out very easily by listening back to, what is it, like 16 years worth of content. But I reached down deep in my soul to try to find some questions that Fatty had not yet been asked on his show. And I think he did a pretty good job. We covered questions about his show, questions about his life, questions about his sex life, miscellaneous, and then some level 13 folks sent in some questions, and we got to those too. But right at the beginning of the show with him, we were talking about playing the New York Times games. I don't know if any of you play those. I mean, I know a lot of you play Wordle, because there is a channel over on the Pride 48 Discord server for bragging about your daily Wordle scores. So you can go and see who's playing Wordle over there. But I kind of got bored with Wordle a long time ago, and I quit playing. But now I'm really into connections. And I think a lot of it is that my family has like a group text where we all send our connection scores every day. And so if you're unfamiliar with connections, you get 16 seemingly unrelated words, and it's your job to group them together into four groups of four. And you would have to go through and figure out, like, how do these four words relate to each other? Oh, they are all, you know, seasons. I don't know, you know. And then you'd group them together and you see if you're right. You have to match their category. It's kind of tricky. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's easy. It really just depends on what the categories are and whether you know things about them or whatnot. Like today's, Sunday's hard category, the purple category is the hard one, where Adam would have done great on it because it was like the first word of Mariah Carey songs. So it's like, I didn't know that one because I'm not a Mariah Carey listener. Anyway, so what I was talking to Fatty about the games, and I wish I would have asked him some more questions. So Fatty, you know, if you want to fill me in on this, you can send in a recording to me if you want to answer these, or you can just answer them on your show if you want to. But my question, do you do anything? Because we confirmed with Fatty that he does indeed play Connections and Wordle and Strands every day for the New York Times, which I play all of those. But I was wondering, Fatty, do you add extra rules for yourself? Like I tried for a while to do this Hank Green thing where he considers it to be Connections on hard mode, where you try to get the purple first. So that means that you kind of have to go ahead and get all your four groupings done ahead of time and then figure out which one would be the purple, which one would be the hardest, and then do that. So I tried that for a little while, and then I was like, yeah, I'm just adding more work to myself here. But on Strands, I have this really weird quirk on Strands where I will not do the spanogram until last. So even though I may see the spanogram in the middle, you know, and already see where it is, I just make a mental note of it, but I don't, I only fill it in last. I don't know. There's something weird. I just want that yellow dot to be the last dot that I get for completing it. It's weird. I felt like I have a lot of, what are the idiosyncrasies about playing these games? And I wondered if Fatty had them too. And I'm sad that I did not ask him that question. So lifetime of regret right there. No, it was really fun. So if you want to know some things about Big Fatty's life and his sex life and his miscellaneous, then make sure you catch this week's The Gay Mix, which is, of course, available anywhere that fine podcasts are served. So let's see what's going on with us. So we recorded the mix on Friday night. On Saturday, I did a lot of house yard work. So I mowed the yard. We have this thing in our yard because we have an electric lawnmower. And our old yard was small enough that we could do the front and the backyard off the single battery. But this house, we have a really big side yard. Like, we live on the corner. So our corner side yard, the one that goes out to the corner, is really big. And then, you know, the other side yard and the backyard and the front yard aren't really that big. It's just this big side yard. And then on top of that, we have, you know, the medians on, you know, what do you call that area on the other side, the sidewalk that you're also responsible for, the easement or something that you're also responsible for mowing. Long story short, I know too late, I can't mow all of it on a single charge. So I have to do like 2/3 of the yard and then put the battery back in for charging, which can take a couple hours, and then go back out and finish the rest. So I thought to myself, I should buy a spare battery. And then that way I don't need to take a 2-hour break in mowing the yard. All I have to do is swap out the batteries. So it turns out these batteries cost $169 at Lowe's. And honestly, I think we paid like $249 for the lawnmower itself. So I'm thinking to myself, do I want to buy another battery? Or do I just want to buy another lawnmower, which would come with a battery and a charger? I mean, it would come with the battery and the charger and, you know, another lawnmower. Like, who needs to sharpen your blades? Just throw it out and use the other lawnmower. So I don't know. It seemed, but what I'm running the snag here is that currently at Lowe's, that lawnmower is $300 and something, so it's no bueno. So I think we bought it when it was on sale. So I'm looking around to see if there's a sale on lawnmowers at Lowe's, and maybe then I'll just do that. I mean, I really should just go ahead and get the damn battery because I kind of need it because it's, if you know anything about Florida, know this. That made no sense. But if you follow me, though, one thing that you should know about Florida is in the summer, you have to mow your grass every 6.5 days. It's crazy because we get daily rain. And of course, we have sun and it's just perfect for grass to grow. And the summers are crazy. You'll mow your grass on a Saturday. And by Tuesday, you're like, did I mow the grass this week? Because it looks really shabby. So it's one of those things that you gotta stay on top of it. I have no access to Adam's numbers. So, you know, his phone number and his texting, which is the same thing. However, I do have access to the Mix Minus one. So if you at any point during this week want to call me, you can do so. Use the Mix Minus number. That's 707-613-3284. You can also text that number again, 707-613-3284. And I'll read any text or whatnot. And if you want to email me, it's danieljbrewer@gmail.com. Super easy. I think also you could send it to daniel@pride48.com. I think that gets forwarded to there. But to be safe, danieljbrewer@gmail.com will get you in touch with me. Well, this has been an exciting Monday. I'm looking over and I see that I have gone well over Adam's 12 minutes, which, you know, means that I must be doing it right. Or wrong, as the case may be. In any case, I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a good day, everyone.